Hey, this is Mark Stein. It's Mother's Day, and oh, I'm so excited.
Mammy. Mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy. Mammy, I'm coming. Oh, Lord. I hope I'm not late. Mammy, look at me. Don't you know me? I'm your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy.
Okay, maybe I'm not quite that excited, but to you and yours, a happy Mother's Day. What's on your mind when day is done and the setting sun sinks into a sky of blue?
When the day is done, the setting sun sinks into a sky of blue. There's a vision of the one I love, little mother dear, I mean you.
And Franklin Baer isn't the only one with a musical mother complex. Yes, today we're celebrating mother songs.
When shadows fall and stars are in the sky, I seem to hear my mother's lullaby. She's far away and all alone am I. In dreams I hear my mother's lullaby.
That's the great trumpeter Eddie Calvert with vocals by Issy Bonn, a once famous singer and comedian from London's Jewish community. He's on the celebrated LP cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Yes, when day is done, when shadows fall, when stars are in the sky, a young male vocalist's fancy turns to his mother's lullaby.
Sometimes in the hush of the evening hour, when shadows creep from the west, I think of the twilight songs you sang and the boy you lulled to rest. The wee little boy with the tousled head that long, long ago was mine. I wonder if sometimes you think of that boy. Oh, little mother of mine. The
great Irish tenor John McCormack, recorded in April 1918. Unlikely as it may sound to contemporary ears, there was a time for several decades around the turn of the 20th century where a male pop star warbling about the object of his affection was as likely to be singing not about some smoking hot chick, but about a wizened, silvery-haired, careworn wretch sunk in gloom.
Mother of mine, tender and kind, you are my sweetheart of old. Down in my heart, there's a place set apart, a place that you'll hold as the long years unfold. Silver-haired sweetheart of mine, so fair. Forget me not, are blooming there.
I didn't mean to sound ungallant going on about all that careworn wrinkliness. It's just that the songs themselves tended to dwell on it.
I'd give up all that I possess to make her glad. The wrinkled face that I love so must never be sad. I picture her smile when somebody knocks at her door with flowers so gay, a card to say to mother with love.
The wrinkled face that I love so must never be said. Arthur Tracy, known as the street singer, because that's what street cred was way back when. Apart from the wrinkled face that I love so, what else is it that makes a chap want to serenade his mother? Well, there's the eyes.
One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right I found in my mother's eyes.
The great George Jessel and a top 10 hit from 1929. Georgie Jessel was the guy who was introducing a sister act called the Gum Sisters and called them the Garland Sisters, and thereby wound up giving young Frances Gum her new name, Judy Garland. Okay, we've got the wrinkled face and the eyes. What else? Oh, hair. There's really only one shade.
Silver hair and heart of gold. What a treasure to behold, silver hair and heart of gold. Never realized that she meant the whole world to me, silver hair and heart of gold.
Turner Layton, he wrote After You've Gone and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, but he had a mother song in him too. My mother's eyes, wrinkled face that I love so, silver hair, oh, and we can't forget that heart of gold.
Mother, my dear, mother, my dear, heart of gold that I love my life through, heart of gold that I love my life.
Silver hair, heart of gold, put it all together, and what have you got?
Just an old-fashioned lady with old-fashioned ways and a smile that says welcome to you. An old-fashioned bedside where she kneels and prays when the toil of the long day is through. Oh, she wears no fine clothes nor a rich silken hose. Still the something that makes her divine. For the angels above taught the way how to love to that old-fashioned mother of mine.
David Whitfield, the first British male singer to have a top 10 hit in America, and the first British singer to sell over a million copies of a record. Oh, she wears no fine clothes, nor a rich silken hose. And her dance steps aren't up to the time either.
I'll have the last waltz with mother. Picture how happy I'll be as we glide along to
an old-fashioned song, the whole world will envy me. Her steps may not be up to the time, still she's a partner divine. I'll have the last waltz with Mother, that dear old sweetheart of mine.
While we're waltzing with Mother, how about this one? Cradle Days, music by Al Piantedosi. He liked Mother songs so much that a century ago, when he decided to write an anti-war song to keep America out of the First World War, he wrote an anti-war Mother song. Mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. Morton Harvey's number one best-selling record in the America of 1915. Even without the Great War, there's a certain lugubriousness about a lot of Mother songs. Here's the great tenor of the Metropolitan Opera, Richard Crook, anticipating drawing his last breath because his mother's love will nourish him in his final moments.
If I were hanged on the highest hill, Mother of mine, I know. Drowned in the deepest sea, Mother of mine, I know whose tears would come down to me, Mother of mine.
Steady on there. Let's raise the stakes adjectivally. A mother of mine, that wonderful mother of mine.
You are a wonderful mother, dear old mother of mine. You'll hold a spot down deep in my heart till the stars no longer shine. Your soul shall live on forever, on through the fields of time, for there'll never be another to me like that wonderful mother of mine.
What's better than a wonderful mother? A wonderful old Irish mother.
Somewhere in Erin, I know she is waiting, patiently there by an old Irish moor. The tears gently fall as each evening she watches the old cobbled road which she sees through the door. Her eyes, they are bright like the dew in the morning. Her cheeks, they are fresh as the shamrock that grows. Though I'm miles away, I can never forget her, my old Irish mother, my Colleen, my Rose.
Well, Irish songs were big and mother songs were big, so Irish mother songs were a whole thriving subgenre all their own.
Ireland must be heaven, for an angel came from there. I never knew a living soul one half as sweet or fair. For her eyes are like the starlight, and the white clouds matter her.
Ireland must be heaven, for me mother came from there. Music by Fred Fisher. According to Ripley's Believe It or Not, Fred Fisher composed more Irish songs than anybody else, even though he was born in Cologne, Germany. Peg of My Heart is one of his Irish hits, and Chicago, Chicago, That Toddlin' Town is also one of his songs. The words are by Howard Johnson. No, not that Howard Johnson. And Joseph McCarthy, no, not that Joe McCarthy, but the fellow who wrote I'm Always Chasing Rainbows and You Made Me Love You, which Gloria Estefan recorded recently. Maybe she'll do Ireland Must Be Heaven, for My Mother Came From There next. That's Howard Johnson's second biggest mother song. We'll hear the first shortly. But of all the Irish mothers, one Irish mother towers over all the rest. This was the big hit song from the show Barry of Ballymore.
I love the dearest children. that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all a furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers, so tired, worn, for me.
Words by Ryder Johnson Young, who wrote, "Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I've found thee. I love thee, dearest silver, that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all a-furrowed and wrinkled with care." I see we're getting back to that old generic wrinkly brow, silvery hair stuff. So what about an Irish mother song that's seriously Irish?
In her eyes there's the dew of Killarney. On her cheeks there's the rose of Kildare. On her lips just a wee bit of Blarney. And the snow of Athlone in her hair. On a St. Patrick's morn, she was cradled and born. In her smile there's a light that's divine. She's as sweet as the day she stole Dad's heart away. That old Irish mother of mine.
That's by William Jerome, who wrote Chinatown and Get Out and Get Under the Moon. And unlike Fred Fisher from the Kaiser's Germany, Mr. Jerome had a genuine Irish mother, Mary Donnellan by name. Okay, that's enough Irish mothers. What else you got?
Of things I should be thankful for, I've had a goodly share. And as I sit in the comfort of a cozy chair, my fancy takes me to a humble east side tenement, three flights in the rear to where my childhood days were spent. It wasn't much like paradise, but amid the dirt and awe, there sat the sweetest angel, one that I fondly call my Yiddish mama. I need her more than ever now. My Yiddish mama, I'd love to kiss that wrinkled brow. I long to hold her hands once more, as in days gone by, and ask her to forgive me for things I did that made her cry. How few were her pleasures, she never cared for fashion styles. Her jewels and treasures, she found them in her baby smiles. Oh, I know that I owe what I am today.
Sophie Tucker with one of her biggest hits, written by Lou Pollock, who gave us Charmaine and Diane, and Jack Yellen, who wrote Happy Days Are Here Again and Ain't She Sweet, eventually recorded by the Beatles. Okay, Irish mothers, Jewish mothers, Southern mothers.
Mammy.
That's enough of that. Irish mothers, Jewish mothers, Southern mothers, Italian mothers.
Mamma mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist you?
Okay, Italian, Swedish mothers. How about father songs? Well, not so much. Not unless it's about dads with excellent taste in mothers.
Daddy has a sweetheart, and he's hit, and he's in love. I have often watched him kiss her while the moon peeps from above. Each day he loves her more and more, and she loves him the same.
Daddy has a sweetheart and mother is her name. A big hit by Gene Buck and Dave Stamper from 1912. Okay, not every male singer was singing about his mother. Sometimes he stopped singing about his mother long enough to sing a song about how he wanted to find himself a girl. Just like his mother.
When I was a boy, my mother often said to me, get married, boy, and see how happy you will be. I have looked all over, but no girlie can I find who seems to be just like the little girl I have in mind. I will have to look around until the right one I have found. A girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad. She was a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with a heart so true, one who loves nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad.
That was the second biggest hit of 1911 after Alexander's Ragtime Band. Harry Von Tilser and William Dillon wrote it and it sold 5 million copies. But you know, sometimes it's not enough just to sing a mother song. Sometimes your mother needs mothering.
Baby, your mother, like she made me do. Back in your baby days. Maybe your mother is lonesome and
of course, other people's mothers are a different matter. What's the opposite of the mother song? The mother-in-law song.
It's very clear your mother's here to stay. Not just a year, but ever and a day. She came to stay just for Mother's Day with the kids and you and me. And that was Mother's Day of 1953.
Oh, no, 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 no. We can't have that. Not on Mother's Day. One of my favourite mother songs is a prospective mother-in-law song. It's by Dion Titheridge and Ivan Avello. Ivan Novello wrote Keep the Home Fires Burning for the First World War, and for the Second World War, the lovely, absolutely lovely We'll Gather Lilacs. This song was introduced in the 1921 West End Review A to Z. And although it's brimming with period detail, most fellas of whatever age will have encountered this situation at some time or other in their lives. As one of the verses says, there may be times when couples need a chaperone, but mothers ought to learn to leave a chap alone.
I seem to be the victim of a cruel jest. It dogs my footsteps with the girl I love the best. She's just the sweetest thing that I have ever known. But still we never get the chance to be alone. My car will meet her, and her mother comes too. It's a two-seater, still her mother comes too. At dinner or when I am free, at dinner, supper or tea, she loves to shimmy with me, as her mother does too.
Jack Buchanan, a great London leading man, best known to American audiences as the directorial megalomaniac opposite Fred Astaire and in Sid Charisse in the film The Bandwagon. About 10 years ago, Julian Fellowes wrote a movie called Gosford Park, which was so successful that it led to his TV series, Downton Abbey. Anyway, one of the guests at Gosford Park is Ivan Novello, played by Jeremy Northam, who sings,
my car will meet her, and her mother comes too. It's a two-seater, still her mother comes too. At Ciro's when I am free, at dinner, supper or tea, she loves to shimmy with me, and her mother does too. We buy her trousseau, and her mother comes too. Asked not to do so, still her mother comes too. She simply can't take a snub. I go and sulk at the club, then have a bath and a rub, and her brother comes too. We lunch at Maxim's, and her mother comes too. How large a snack seems when her mother comes too. And when they're visiting me, we finish afternoon tea. She loves to sit on my knee, and her mother does too.
I like the way the lyricist Dion Titheridge keeps the conceit going. The switcheroo at the end of the first chorus, I go to the club for a rub and her brother comes too, is matched with a rather clever pun at the end of the second chorus, as you'll hear. You know who else likes this song? Don McLean, the American Pie guy that drove my Chevy to the levee but the levee was dry guy. Here he is with his guitar and a West End Review tune from 1921.
We dine at Maxim's, and her mother comes too. How long a snack seems when her mother comes too. At Ciro's when I am free, we laugh and go on a spree. She likes to shimmy with me, and her mother does too. To golf we started when her mother came too. So three bags I carted just cause her mother came too. She fainted on the first tee. My baby whispered to me, thank God, at last we are free. Then her mother came too.
I told you it was a good pun. But British review songs aside, it was not an age to be cynical about Mom. There are songs about mothers who left before their time. leaving the wee bairn to be raised by Dad.
I just can remember my mother. Angels one day took her away. You took her place with a smile on your face. That's why I'm happy to say. Might have gone with the boys every night. You gave them up just to bring me upright. My daddy, dear old daddy, way up above she can see. Dad, you're the best pal I've ever had. Daddy, you've been what you had to be. Daddy, can't you
Daddy, You've Been a Mother to Me. That's another song by Fred Fisher. For the real tearjerkers, though, you have to go back to the turn of the century, the era of the telephone song, and a ballad inspired by a newspaper story, a real-life story about a poor girl trying to get the operator to put through a real long, long-distance call.
Hello, Santa Frog, give me heaven. I know my mother's there, and you'll find her with the angel over on the golden stair. She'll be glad it's me a-speaking. Won't you call her for me, please? For I surely want to tell.
Hello Central, Give Me Heaven. That was by Charles K. Harris, the king of Tin Pan Alley in the late 19th century. After the Ball was his mega smash. That was a telephone song about a dead mother. This one's a train song about a dead mother, and even sadder, for we are in the presence of death itself. Here's the scenario. We're in a railroad car on a long journey, and there's a guy with a baby, and the baby's crying, and the other passengers are getting sick of it. Why doesn't he take the kid to her mother? Well, the mother's on the train, all right, but in the baggage coach ahead.
Where is his mother? Go take it to her. This a lady then softly said, I wish that I could, was a man's sad reply. But she's dead in the coach ahead.
In the Baggage Coach Ahead, a big hit of 1886, written by Gussie Davis, one of America's first successful black songwriters. It's easy to dismiss these songs as maudlin, but compared to, say, cable news human interest stories today, I think they're rather stoic and oddly affecting. Nowadays, of course, any hit song that mentions mother tends to spell it M-U-T-H-A, and it's usually only the first half of the word, which means that in 30 or 40 years, any gangster rapper who hasn't been gunned down at the age of 27 will have plenty of lovely old songs with which to celebrate a happy Mother Bleepers Day. But in the meantime, it means the pickings are thin for those who want to serenade mom with anything less than 80 or so years old. So let's get to what remains the mother of all mother songs, the one that's lasted longer than almost all the others, if only because its lyric is reprinted every May on a gazillion greetings cards, some of which even play the music too. It was written in 1915 by two second-rank Tin Pan Alley men, composer Theodore Morse and lyricist Howard Johnson. Who are they? Well, Morse had quite a few hits in his day, including...
I'd rather be a lobster than a wise guy. I'd rather be a good thing than a sport.
I'd rather be a lobster than a wise guy. Don't seem to hear that one as much as you used to. Theodore Morse also wrote We'll Knock the Heligo into Heligo Out of Heligo Land, which didn't outlast the First World War. And Hooray for Baffin's Bay was one of the big songs in the original 1904 Broadway production of The Wizard of Oz. He also wrote Two Little Boys, which was revived with great success at the end of the 60s by Australia's didgeridoo maestro Rolf Harris, and has the distinction of being one of Mrs. Thatcher's favourite songs. So Theodore Morse wrote the music for the all-time great Mother song. The words are by Howard Johnson, and although no relation to the Howard Johnson, he did share an interest in one of the menu items.
Ice cream, you cream, we all cream, right cream, rock, rock.
Oogie-wah-wah-rah-rah-rah.
Tuesday, Monday, we all cream, Sunday.
Howard Johnson also wrote war songs, I'd Like to See the Kaiser with a Lily in His Hand, and novelty songs that proved a bit too novel.
I don't wanna get well, I don't wanna get well, I'm in love with a beautiful nurse. Early in the morning, night and noon, the cutest little girlie comes and feeds me with a spoon. I don't wanna get well, I don't wanna get well. I'm glad they shot me on the fighting line. Mine, the doctor says that I'm in bad condition. But oh, 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 I have so much ambition. I don't wanna get well, I don't wanna get well, 'cause I'm having a wonderful time.
I'm glad they shot me on the fighting line. I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well, I'm in love with a beautiful nurse, Eddie Cantor. That's worth getting gassed on the Western Front for, right? But our big mother song is Howard Johnson's real claim to posterity. It was introduced by Eva Tangway, who was known as Broadway's I Don't Care Girl. And they gave her a song to make the point. There's a rhyme in that song that makes clear who it belongs to. So let down the gangway, here comes Eva Tangway. Decades later, Edie Gourmet made a far better record of it than that song deserves, and had to do something about that rhyme. So let down the gangway, here comes Edie Gourmet. Doesn't really rhyme properly, does it? Not a proper two-syllable rhyme. Not sure what I'd have put in its place, though. So who needs Mel Torme? Here comes Edie Gourmet. Anyway, you take Eva Tangway, you give her a song with music by Theodore Morse and words by Howard Johnson. Here's the mother song, introduced by that tough-to-rhyme Eva Tangway, sung by the guy who had the first hit record with it a century ago, the soft-voiced son of New Brunswick, Henry Bunn.
I've been around the world, you bet, but never went to school. Hard knocks are all I seem to get, perhaps I've been a fool. But still some educated folks supposed to be so swell would fail if they were called upon a simple word to spell. Now if you'd like to put me to a test, there's one dear name that I can spell the best.
Wait a minute. Before we hear Henry Burr spell it out, how many of the words that these letters stand for do you know? See if you can fill in the blanks.
M is for the thing she gave me. O means only that she's growing. T is for the where she is to save me. H is for her of purest gold. Shining armies and she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the
Did you put them all together and spell mother? Well, let's have Eddie Arnold spelling it out.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. For the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to me.
The last mother song standing, music by Theodore Morse, lyrics by Howard Johnson, musicalizing a word that means the world to me, especially on Mother's Day. They'd stopped writing mother songs by the early 30s, but singers kept singing them until the 70s, because though time had silvered their hair and wrinkled their brows, these were the songs that those once young mothers still knew. Pop music got narrower and focused on boy meets girl, but it's also true that for whatever reason, society doesn't think quite the same way about mothers and motherhood as it did 100 years ago. So for one day a year, let's sing the old songs to Irish mothers, dear old mammies, Yiddish mamas, and in my case, a Flemish mother. I'd like to see the Tin Pan Alley songwriter who can make a hit out of that one. Whatever musical genre your mom falls into, happy Mother's Day.
Don't worry, Mother, you will not be blue. Boy always will belong. night and say good night, mother, good night.
Good night, mother, and see you next time at Stein Online.